This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey everybody, welcome to Literary Disco on Lit Hub Radio, episode 201, a special mini episode for us to catch up and preview our relaunch. This is Literary Disco, the last book club you'll ever need. We are Todd, Julia, and Ryder, three old friends who love to read, debate, and sometimes even agree. I am actor and filmmaker Ryder Strong. Joining me, as always, our novelist and critic Todd Goldberg and essayist and radio personality Julia Pistel. Hi guys.
Yay!
We're alive. You're alive.
Alive. Look at Julia with her long ass beard.
Yes, I've given up shaving my one chin hair that comes with age.
Ryder still hasn't cut his hair. I haven't lost that.
You know what's funny? We've been talking probably even more often, like more regularly. We've been meeting every week for the last like 2 months, and that's
correct.
It's hard to remember that those conversations weren't recorded and still out there.
Yeah, listeners,
missed out on some really good,
some high comedy. We didn't let Julia talk then either, though.
Oh my God! Actually, I was gonna say our non-recorded conversations are much more focused and substantial.
That is true.
That is a very good point. So, listeners, you're probably wondering where we've been. So we recorded 200 episodes over 10 years. We said, we'll see you in a couple weeks. That just didn't happen.
And now it's been 3 months. So maybe four.
Five?
Oh man, okay.
Because it's we're in March. I think we recorded our last episode in November.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's been a bit.
I think if anybody listened to our 200th episode, they could tell that there was some soul searching about to be done.
Yeah,
there was a wistful tone.
Yeah, yes. There was a sense. I think for Todd and me to just hear ourselves in the first episode was a nice reality check. Of how far we'd come and how far we had yet to go.
Yeah, I had to really start going back to therapy.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think I said it then, like I just really wanted to sort of rethink, reframe, reconsider what Literary Disco is all about, like for me personally. And I know you guys were kind of ready to get rolling right away in January. And instead I proposed that we do something a little different, and we started meeting just off air to discuss what to do, and I think we've come up with something really cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we have a whole new format, and the show is going to now happen in seasons. So our goal is to next month begin releasing a 6-episode season of Literary Disco, and as opposed to sort of sticking with the audio book club format where we just do one book and discuss it, it'll be a little more involved than that.
Yeah,
it'll be segments, it'll be interviews, and hopefully it'll have a coherency that will make sense. But so I'm really excited because I feel like the promise of Literary Disco has always been that we will really dive deep into books as a concept, not just individual one-off pieces, and I think that we're gonna get there. And I'm really excited.
And go ahead, Julia.
Oh yeah, I'm going. You can't humiliate me anymore. Wow. Humiliate yourself.
Wow, Jesus. That was a lot.
It's bottled up. I just wanted to add too, one thing that I'm personally excited to work on with our new format is some more fan elements. So we'll be asking you for things like call in with a book recommendation and things like that. So if you want to be a part of that, you should go to our Facebook or our Twitter because we're old and that's where we cut off in terms of
there's no Lit Disco TikTok.
Yeah, there's no. you don't want to see me doing that. Hey Mufasa, you don't want to see me do that. I'm not going to start dancing.
But go follow us on there because we will be hopefully a little more active and that is where you'll find out, opportunities to engage and tell us what you think. Maybe we'll put some stuff on Goodreads too.
I'm not allowed on there still.
Well, I am.
There was an incident. And just to sort of give you a notion of what some of the stuff is that's coming up. In one of our first episodes, we are going to bring back one of our favorite guest hosts. Our fantasy correspondent, Will Friedle, will be coming to an early new episode. And we're also going to have on a very early new episode, I don't know, maybe the biggest fantasy author on the planet. Is he the biggest?
Yes.
I'd say second biggest.
He's one of the two biggest fantasy authors on the planet. We're not going to tell you who it is. We're going to
Throw some shade. Biggest fantasy author who is actually writing.
Oh, and living also.
Sure.
Yeah, so like Tolkien, it's like not coming.
What? How did you pronounce it? Tolkien?
I said Tolkien? Tolkien?
Which way is it? I'm honestly, I was wondered if it's Tolkien versus Tolkien, but you did some weird in-betweener.
I did
elided them both.
I did sort of like Tolkien. A shanty. Tolkien.
Tolkien. Oh, yeah. Tolkien.
I actually said his name like a Hobbit song.
Okay.
The other thing we have to announce.
Yes.
And this is important. We probably should have led with this.
This is live very exciting.
Live literary disco.
Live literary disco.
Only the third time in history it is happening. It is the first East Coast show. There will
Huzzah.
Be no talk. Or there will be some Todd.
Okay.
Julia will only be half interrupted the whole time.
Are you kidding? I'm going to be worse interrupted with this situation, but it's fine. Ryder is going to be in town. He's actually going to be, I can see where you're going to be for the convention from where I'm sitting right now, Ryder. That's how close you'll be to my house. Awesome. So of course, Ryder and I are going to hang out in my theater, CT Improv, and we'll do a live taping and we're going to have Todd as a disembodied head. I'm imagining like a big glass column and his hologram face floating. Not sure how we're gonna pull that off tech wise, but
I was sort of imagining kind of like a Max Headroom type thing. But whatever, I could totally be a hologram.
We'll get right on the tech. Here's the most important part, you guys, which we left for the end of the episode, like real journalists. This is next weekend. This is very last minute. It's going to be March 12th. It is in Hartford, Connecticut. So if you live in Boston, New York, anywhere in Mass, even Pennsylvania, it's worth a little drive. And you can come to Hartford.
Yes. Come hang with us. We're going to have a guest. We're going to have Todd. And then we'll do a Q&A. I would just be so great to meet you guys. We've been remiss to our literary disco fans. So it'd be really great to catch up with y'all.
And if you can't make it to the live show in Hartford that weekend, 10 days later, if you're going to AWP in Philadelphia, I will be there by myself and I will FaceTime Ryder or Julia if you come up to me. Although Ryder, I think, is going to be in France or something at that time. We'll figure it out.
Maybe I'll come to Philly. I don't know. It's pretty far. But yeah, maybe I'll just swing by the table.
Yeah. You never know. So come. You can come say hi to me at AWP. And then we'll complete the circle. It'll be great. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, so you can get tickets at ctimprov.com. You can spell it any way, which way you like. And yeah, or find us again on Facebook. I made a Facebook event on Literary Disco's Facebook page. So we really want to meet you. Ryder wants to meet his real fans, aka you guys.
Not dissing the 90s con fans completely, but yes, I think the Literary Disco fans know me best.
Yes.
Yeah.
For sure.
The grumpy, pretentious guy.
You know, my friend Dan, who runs CT with me and helped us out setting up the podcast in the first place, suggested that Ryder, that we buy a bunch of copies of The Low Desert and write mean shit about Todd in them and hand them out to people.
That's a great idea. Signed copies of Low Desert.
Wait a minute. I'm interested.
Will Todd sue us if we do?
I'm not opposed to you buying large quantities of the Low Desert out now in paperback, incidentally. And you know, I don't know if I'm even opposed to you guys writing mean shit about me in the books. They'd be collector's items. People would look back on that and be very interested in owning a copy. Let's do that. Let's have you buy large sums of Low Desert copies.
Well, actually, when you say large sums, that drives me to clarify. If you guys want to come to the show, I would get your tickets as soon as you hear this, because my theater is small. It only seats 80 people. So this will sell out, and I don't want anyone to be sad. So get your tickets immediately.
And Julia, is this being recorded?
Oh yeah, we're going to record it, and we're going to use the same incredible technology to hologram you in to record the episode. So it will also be a live episode that we will put out before our season.
All right.
So it's going to be a disaster. Yeah. The tech was.
There's no way.
Please.
There's no way.
I don't know. Greg, your husband is going to be on it. So maybe he'll, you know, but like, oh, I just feel like the last couple of times we've done live shows and I've been the one in charge of figuring out the microphones.
Here's all you need to know. Zoom has changed the game as it relates to live shows. All you got to do is plug in a microphone to your computer, Zoom me in. It's going to be great.
It's going to be just you.
It's just going to be me disembodied laughing at things. Ho, ho, ho. Sorry, Julia. Pause.
Right. Literary Disco is produced and edited by Justin Alvarez from Lit Hub Radio. You can reach out to us directly on Twitter @LiteraryDisco. Happy reading, everybody. Thanks for listening.